Blog Talk Radio.
Talk radio program. This is Susan, Laris, and Dan's welcoming you all to another special Saturday night broadcast. And we already have quite a few callers queuing up for our wonderful returning guest tonight, photo psychic Debbie Griggs. Now, Debbie is a very talented psychic who has been intuitive her entire life. She does a very special kind of reading. And tonight we are going to be doing live readings for both callers and chat room participants. So this is a rare opportunity if you are in the chat room to also get a reading if you prefer to do it that way. Now, in order to get a reading with Debbie tonight, what you need to do is you need to email a photo to Powerful Psychic, PowerfulPsychi, with no C at the end, at blackfoot.net. Email a photo, and you can even use the link that's on the show page to do this, but you got to be careful when you use that link not to leave the show. Click on it with your right mouse button if you do that. And be sure that you send your phone number and your chat room ID. In fact, it's helpful. I believe it generates a subject line, and that's a little confusing. You may want to include your phone number or chat room ID in the subject line to help Debbie find it a little bit more easily. And photos need to have the eyes of the people that you'd like her to look at, or even of pets, visible. Sunglasses obscure the eyes and make it a little bit more difficult. Now, if you do want to call in tonight, the call-in number is 310-807-5104. And let me tell you just a little bit more about Debbie before I bring her here on the line. Debbie King as a psychic photo detective. She actually assists investigators with cold cases, and we're going to be talking to her a little bit about that. And she has a new office that she has opened up, and she has several upcoming events, and she regularly appears at expos. Debbie and I are both going to be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo February 7th through 9th, and I believe Debbie is speaking February 10th, Saturday, at 10 a.m. So if you happen to be coming to that expo in Los Angeles, be sure to look us both up because we'll both have booths there at the expo and we'll be speaking as well. And just a little bit more about Debbie. She is able to talk to you about several different topics: love, health, abundance. She can talk to you about past lives. She's able to see intuitively the past, present, and future, all from looking at a photograph. And I have seen her work, and it is really quite amazing what she is able to do. So without any further delay, I'm going to bring her on the line here. We've got so many people, and I know that we've got a windy night here and a windy night where she is, so it's a stormy night in both places. But we're gonna create some peaceful energy in the midst of the storm. Hello, Debbie. You're on the line. Welcome back.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you.
It's so nice
I really
to have
appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It's always nice to have you here. And we've got just so many people tonight that are very excited to have you here. I'm so glad to see them queuing up. And those of you who are thinking of calling, this is a good time because there really is quite a queue that is forming. So Debbie, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. I don't know, it's been several months since you've been on the show, and I know you're doing a lot of new things.
Well, I've done a lot of traveling this year. I, of course, did the L.A. I've been to Minnesota a couple times, which is kind of nice because my daughter lives there, so I get to see her at the same time, doing a show there. I went down to Arizona, did a woman's expo there, and at the same time I went to Sedona and Angel Valley, had a major awakening there. So my higher frequency, which people call energy, I call it frequency, got opened up even more. So I got even more info coming in and did healings this year. I healed and helped heal, and I'm not going to say it's me. I'm going to say I'm the conduit. I never say any of the readings or the healings are me. I'm just a conduit. So the angels, spirit guides, source, whatever you want to believe in, is allowing me, and I'm very grateful for it, to do healings and not only the readings, but my true joy is doing the missing people and cold cases. I love, love, love that. I just started a business up or an office in Missoula, Montana. Sorry, I'm not in the big cities. I'd like to get one maybe in two different states, be there in the wintertime and here in the summertime since it's so yucky here in the wintertime. Beautiful country, but just a little cold. So I have an office there and doing spiritual groups and do readings there and helping the community. So I'm very, very grateful for a lot of things that have been opening up, starting to start writing a book, or a friend is helping me with writing a book. So just a lot of avenues coming up. And at the LA Expo, I was asked to be on the psychic panel, which will be on Sunday. So that's some of us top-notch psychics will be on a panel, and you go in and you ask questions, and we do like readings like I'm doing on the show tonight. So my free lecture is on Saturday morning, which is the 8th, and then the psychic panel will be on Sunday morning at 9:30 to 11. So a lot of wonderful things happening for me, and I really appreciate it.
And that is wonderful. Because the LA Conscious Life Expo, that's one of the biggest spiritual expos in the world. So to be on a panel of psychics, I'm just so happy to see you able to interact with people in that way. I mean, how wonderful. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, well, tell us a little bit, is there anything new with the cold cases? Have you done anything recently of interest, or even for people who may not have heard of your work there? Because I think many are so fascinated by that, and I could see why it's so important to you, because you are just a very service-oriented individual. You are in service to spirit, and I think we all appreciate that.
Yes, and I do those for free. I do, that's my tilting to the world. I've had people call me up and ask me if I would work for family. I've had family call me up and say, we'll pay your way to come to this state and help me solve this or find this. I've also worked on a case where two men have been convicted wrongly, and we know how hard that is to get them out of prison. So it's, the other case is a reverse on it, is to find who truly did the murders, so that we can release these two men that have been convicted wrongly.
Wow.
And that was a family in another city in Montana, and a lot of new things came out of that, and that was very fascinating. And one of the family members of the person that was murdered came through me. They didn't even know that that person passed away that is working on this case, and literally was riding in my car on the way down there. And I was like, hello? Who's this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he was like, you need to tell them I passed away. And when I talked to the lawyer and his secretary, and I was like, that guy passed away. And they're like, oh, no, we know. We're working on this 24 hours. we went to where the scene was, and there was a sign there that says, "We miss you," blah, blah, blah. And he passed away that weekend. So just information like that comes up. It's amazing how it's like that it comes through. You know, it even puts me in awe because it's like I'm channeling them. And the person Debbie, is just as awe when the spiritual comes in and goes, "Really? Wow." You know? So it's really interesting in that. I helped with some cases in Minnesota. There's a case here in Montana that works with the Indian Reservation. They asked me if I would help with a case that's in another state. So there's all these different cases that I'm working on that is helping out with that. So, and that is my joy. That is my joy of finding missing people or working on cases. So I'm hoping to broaden in that area even more than just doing readings and healings, because I think that would bring a lot more peace to the world. And, you know, it's for the family. It's for the family. They want to bring the people home, and I get that. I get that feeling. So,
yes.
So that's
yes.
the thing that
Are
I'm really
need...
working on.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. I mean, it just, you know, it's really work in the space of unconditional love, I think, just that you've put yourself out there to use your gifts in this way give right back.
Right, and it is hard because I know that a lot of, because usually I only work with family or the police department. Mm-hmm. I've had other people ask me to help out, and then I find out that there's a reward and that the people wanted the reward, you know, which is sad. There's always these people that try to twist and turn, and I'm like, well, unless you're family or if you're the police department, I'm sorry, I can't work with you. So if there is people out there that their family is missing somebody, just go onto my website or Google Photopsychic Debbie Griggs or Psychic Debbie Griggs, and I will help you out if you're family or if you are of the police department. I worked with the police here, and I work with a great, great detective here, and he is more than willing. I have asked him if there's a case that they can call him, and he is more than willing to say, yes, she's authentic, she's a real deal, and have her help you out. So I'm grateful that I got to meet such a wonderful officer that believes in us, okay, or believes in me. So that is my joy. That is what I'm trying to work on in this year, is I keep on asking the angels and I keep on asking the universe, please bring the people to me so that I can be of service in this way and bringing peace to people. And it gives me the joy to go forward. And then I do a lot of soul readings too, like people reading their auras. I'm working with a nurse practitioner down in another city here, and she'll have clients coming in, and she'll go, "I don't know what's wrong with you. I think you need to talk to my psychic." And of course, most people are like, "What? You know, aren't you a doctor?" You know, and she's like, "Believe me, she'll figure it out. We'll figure out what's wrong with you." And I've had people come in and say, "I have anxiety," and the spirits will tell me, "This and this and this happened in your life," and they're like, "It did," and I'm like, "That's where your anxiety started," you know, for example. So, and it's like, and then I'll talk to the doctor. And she'll go, "Oh," and I'll say, "I don't know what they're talking about because I am not a doctor." I have to put that out there. You know what I mean? With healings or whatever, I have to put out there I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
And that it's her choice to listen to what I'm talking about. But a lot of times I'll say something like, "Oh, there's a medicine that's made from root or whatever." And she'll go, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're right. That does work for that area." And I'm like, "Okay." So then she goes from there, you know. And so that was kind of a neat thing that came up this year for me too, working with that. So love, love, love it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so good to hear that people are becoming very open-minded. And, you know, honestly, people have been open-minded in all kinds of walks of life. I mean, presidents and
right.
you know, we tend to not always talk about that, but it's amazing how when you really talk to people that they really are open, much more open than sometimes we think. And, you know, in your case, prove just how effective that you've been. I mean, I know that the investigator that you were working with, the one who believes in you so much, had tested you, and you amazed him. So, and I think it's really cool that you're doing this and the way that you're doing it in such a space of true service. So, and
right,
we're so appreciative to have you here tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And it's, like I said, it's my favorite show. I love doing this show. And we always seem to do it right before our show in L.A. and Oregon. We're going to be doing the show in Oregon, too, April 5th and 6th, I believe. So you're going to be there, too, Susan. So
I am. We're both doing some shows coming up. Yep. Because I'm going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the Oregon Convention Center. Yep.
In April. The beginning of April this time. It's usually the end of April, but this time they've got it like the 5th or 6th. And I'll my lecture on Saturday morning. I'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning and doing free one-question readings also. And I will also have a booth there doing readings, healings, or social soul connections. And I think yours is on Sunday.
You're right. Actually, both expos coming up, we're on different days, although you're doing the panel on Sunday at Conscious Life. I hope to catch that. I got to be at my booth sometimes. I have so many guests to this show are now speaking at the expo. I wouldn't be at my booth at all, I think, because I just love to see everybody. But, you're speaking in L.A. I know you're speaking 10 a.m. on Saturday, and I'm speaking 6 p.m. on Sunday at that expo. And then at Body, Mind, Spirit in Portland, which is, like you said, April 5th and 6th, I believe, you're speaking 10 a.m. Saturday, and I'm speaking 11 a.m. Sunday. So,
right.
And
me and Susan met was in Portland. I just went up to you and started giving you a reading and walked away, and you were looking at me going, what?
That's true.
we were right next to each other.
Yeah.
When I wasn't busy.
We hit it off, though, and I was just amazed watching the line of people come to her. I mean, she has a way. Debbie, you have a way of attracting people to your booth. They just know to find you. Of course, now they come and look for you. Because you have return visitors and references, and so I'm just so happy to see your work taking off. And just a word to the chat room. There's a very full chat room tonight, and it looks like we've got Blog Talk Radio staff in there because they've already been muting some people. And so I'm thankful to Blog Talk Radio staff for assisting with that. Please be courteous in the chat room. Because be aware that whoever is doing that is actually someone working for Blog Talk Radio, so they can take away privileges and things if you're abusing your privileges. So anyway, I am just so happy to have so many people in the chat tonight. I guess we better get going. We've got so many people queued up. So
sounds
as much
good.
As
Let
I
me do
love
a little
chatting
prayer
with
first.
You. Yes,
yes,
please.
Let
set
me do
the
a little
energy
thing first.
For us.
I always ask. And then this tells them, they, I call them they, and then that's what the spirits call themselves is they. So I always say, I ask the highest knowing and spiritual truth to come through me to give you your spiritual truth or give you hope. And that tells them I'm doing a reading. Okay, so who's the first person you got there, Susan?
Okay. The way we're going to do this is I'm going to say the first three digits of your area code, and I'm going to bring you on the air.
I can't do that because all I get is names.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
You're talking
but when
to them.
We bring them on, we bring them on, we'll ask them for more information and we'll find the photo. So yeah, this is a little more has a few more steps than your typical psychic show because just to the audience because we've got to align the photos with the numbers. So
right.
I'm going to go ahead. Our first caller's been waiting for quite a while, area code 229. I'm going to bring you on the air now, and we'll see if we can find your photo. Hello, at area code 229, you're on the Frontier Beyond Fear.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Melvin. Now, did you send a photo to Debbie?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
yeah, because I don't see a Melvin on my list here.
Okay,
well,
here's what I would
suggest. You have, Melvin?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Ma'am?
We'll just try anyways and see what happens.
Okay.
So what's
okay,
your question,
thank
Melvin?
You. I just want to know, I'm out of work, and I work I'm from Georgia, and I worked at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and it closed December 31st, and I have applied for other jobs, and I just want to know when you all see me back working.
So you said you worked at a hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm seeing that you could work at another hospital, but I'm also seeing that you could work at some kind of school. So with that, something that is working at a school, I'm seeing like a school building. So if it's not a school building, then it would be also like a hospital or an older folks home or something like that that looks like a school building. Okay?
Okay.
They're bringing up
good.
That kind of building. So if you go someplace and go, you know, this does look like a school building, but it's not, that is what they're showing to me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing that you'll be the first person that you talk to, they might not be so interested in you, but it's okay, honey. It's the next person that you talk to that will like you. Okay, so like if you're going to be going into the building and you see like a secretary or someone that's in the front office or whoever you talk to first, you might get a feeling that that person doesn't like you. It doesn't matter. That's not the person that you need to win over. It's the next person. Okay?
Uh-huh. Is there,
okay, and go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is there a time frame? When you mentioned school, I am a former football coach here in Georgia, and I haven't coached football since 2006. And
it doesn't matter.
Go
to the school then. That's what you need to be doing is the schooling. Because what they're showing me to you is it's not because of you. It's going to be for the people that you're helping.
Right.
It's like they're asking for your help, okay? So I would check that out first.
Okay.
Okay?
What?
And three
yes,
to
ma'am.
6 months. I'm seeing 3 to 6 months for you.
Wow. I hope it's
aren't you getting unemployment?
Yes, ma'am, but it's only for 18 weeks.
So what's 18 weeks? Is that 3 months? I don't know what 18 weeks is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes. 3 months.
Okay, so that's what I said. So, yes, bring that in. Okay.
Okay. I mean,
okay.
I'm not in danger of not being, you know, moving out of my apartment or nothing. I'd be able to pay my rent, utilities.
Right. I don't see any danger for that.
Okay.
I don't see any danger for that. I see good things for you. I'm seeing your prayers are being answered. That's what I'm supposed to say to you because I see you praying, and if it's not you praying, there's someone praying for you. Okay?
Okay,
and they're listening to the prayers. They're listening to the prayers, but they're showing me that the school thing is your joy. That's your purpose. So even if you did work another job and then doing the coaching on the side, that is what you need to be doing. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for calling tonight.
Okay, so what's
okay.
The next one?
The next one is area code 510, and we'll see if we can find a photo. I will bring, if you're at area code 510, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, welcome
yes,
to the frontier. Hi, did you
thank
send
you.
Us a photo?
I did. My name is Camille.
Okay.
Okay, so bear with me because I've got like 30 pictures here.
Oh, boy. we need extra staff these nights.
Okay, Camille. Is it Camille Kia?
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
Okay. So let me click it on, and I see. Okay. So what's your question, Camille?
Yes. I am very interested in what I might expect to see manifest for me and my daughter, Belle, in 2014.
So manifesting in what area?
Specifically in terms of abundance, finances.
Okay, so what is it that you do now?
I am a hypnotherapist, and I'm just getting back into it.
Okay. I'm also seeing that, is that your daughter that's in the picture? What a doll.
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, she's a cutie.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Seidel.
Seidel. Okay. I'm seeing for your daughter enjoyment. I don't see any problems with her health-wise or anything like that. I'm seeing for her, though, she might have a little problem with her ears or her throat, okay, that an infection will come up. If she's getting it in the throat and they're going, no, have them check her ears, okay, vice versa. Because I'm seeing that she will have it in her left ear, a little infection coming up. I'm seeing that it is part of, like, allergies, that because they're showing me her nose bridge, okay? But it's nothing bad than that. I don't see it getting to her chest. I don't see any problems with that, all right? I see joy with that. For you, I'm seeing that the hypnosis, I'm also seeing that you should be doing healings and that you could also be doing readings like I am or being a medical intuitive and bringing that modality in. You got to stop doing your fear, worry, and doubt, honey. You are good at what you do. And also, I'm seeing that you need to advertise in other cities that are around you, not just in one area.
Okay?
Once you do that, then I'm seeing it growing very tall. Okay? I'm seeing that it'll start growing. They're giving me the month of June. Okay? So is your mother alive?
No.
Okay, so your mom's coming in then. And she's going to help you with that. Okay? Because I'm seeing a female around you helping you out. She's showing me the generations of the females in your family are very, very strong and that you guys have always made it. So stop worrying. And that's what I'm being told. Got it?
Got it. I do.
Because you're teaching your daughter, okay? You're teaching your daughter the power of who you are because I can see you having your own business. You're very good business sense. Stop listening to everybody else. They're just jealous of you, honey. Okay?
Of course. Yes.
All right?
Okay, so good things
coming up for you, June.
Oh, beautiful.
And put the ads out. Put the ads out. That's what they keep on telling me. Put the ads out in other cities. And if you have to travel to do it, do some little bit of traveling, then they'll start coming to you. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the next person?
The next one coming on is at area code 561. So if you're at area code 561, you're about to come on the air. And those of you writing to me in the chat, I will write back to you in just a second. So just hold on. I'll be getting to those of you. Okay, so if you're at area code 561, you're now on the air. Welcome. Hi.
Hello.
What's your first name?
Stacy.
I couldn't hear it.
Repeat that again.
Stacy.
Stacy?
Stacy.
Okay, so it goes, did you put Stacy
Yes.
Did you send a picture?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I can find Stacy here. I don't see a Stacy. Okay. You see Stacy.
Can you spell your name? Make sure we have it right.
Or did you put SS?
STACEY.
Okay.
Yep. Nope. I got to see Cheryl. Darn, I can't see that.
Okay, Stacy, here's what I suggest you do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll bring the next call on. Resend your email that you sent her. Just find it if you can and resend it again. And then we'll bring you back on in just a minute. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll just keep you on hold. I'll bring you on after the next call. All right.
Sorry about that, but I can't see her.
Sometimes they get lost. Okay.
And maybe
she sent it,
and I just haven't gotten it yet either.
No, it could be too. So anyway, we'll keep her on the line on hold here, and we'll come right back to her. Next up is area code 410. So if you're at 410, I'm about to bring you on the air.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy.
I sent a picture with it. It said subject 410 and my name.
Okay.
Okay, subject 410. Boy, I'm just...
You know, some of these, I was just thinking, I'm going to go ahead and bring up
my Frontier Beyond Fear email to. Did you send it to, do you know where you sent it?
Yeah, to her, to the psychic email address.
So you did, okay.
Yeah. And you didn't put the C at the end of it. Sometimes people put the C at the end of psychic. See, that's the thing.
No, I didn't. I left that out.
Okay.
Okay.
Why don't you just ask? Okay. I'm going to have to, because I'm going to just have to wing it, because I'm not getting some of these pictures.
Well, maybe you're not supposed to have the picture.
I know.
Who knows? Yeah, I know.
He's trying to teach me to.
I wanted to ask you about my spiritual journey.
But you want to know what your spiritual journey is?
Yeah, what I should be doing.
Okay. What is it that you do for work now?
Well, I work for the government, but I'll be retiring in the next 2 years.
Okay.
Reiki, and I've taken an angel healing class, and I took a chakra class, and I read some books and play around with cards.
Okay, so what I'm seeing for you right now is helping underprivileged people. You'd be very, very good at that. Because they're showing me that even when you put your arms around somebody and hugging them, you're healing them. So working on your healing abilities is the strength for you now. I'm not saying that you wouldn't be able to do readings or anything else like that, but that there's, because that's how it was for me. I was doing past lives, then I did future. Then it's like the modalities will start coming up to you, but you got to start doing it. And even like volunteering or helping, I'm seeing either children or women that have gone through struggles that you would help them very, very, very much. I could also see you having your own center down the road, and you're going to say, well, I'm retired, I'm an older person. It doesn't matter. I could still see you having some kind of group thing like I am, where people come in and you talk to them and do healings on them or doing readings on them, okay? So look forward to that, because you are brought onto earth to help other people. You have a very good, strong mind. You know the way things should go, and you have a knowing. You get your answers just exactly the same way I do, through knowing. I don't use cards. I don't use anything. I get a gut feeling, okay? And so that's why maybe if your stomach gets upset or you kind of get, or your stomach bloats up a little bit, it's because you're not. You need to clear out that chakra around your stomach and your heart, okay? And then your information will come in a lot faster. Work on your heart chakra. That will open the third eye. People don't realize that the heart chakra is all combined into the throat, third eye, and your crown chakra. If your heart chakra is closed, it will block all the other ones, okay?
So I always work on that, yeah.
Okay, work on that one, and then work on your first chakra for stability, because you're going to bring, because a lot of this is going to be coming to you. Once the word gets out about you helping other people, because you have the comfort there now, you're bringing curve into your life, because working for the government, they were showing me a lot of it was square, you know what I mean, kind of sharp edges to it, and now you're bringing curve to you, and you're bringing that curve to the other people. It's almost like if you're not helping other people, you are lost. That is part
of
your...
Right, just like, and also somehow to incorporate my jewelry with it, too.
Right. Well, you could put healing modalities into your jewelry.
Right.
In my office, I call it a little boutique. I have people that build jewelries, make angel charms for me, does all kinds of things for me that it's all handmade, so that's the only place that these people can get these healing modalities is in my office. So I could see you doing the same thing. But I'm seeing that you will have more people around you. I'm kind of a solo act. And so believe it or not, even though I'm outgoing, I can be very introverted and like to do things on my own, kind of stubborn that way. But I'm seeing that a lot of people are going to be helping you, okay? So like if you have a friend, I'm not saying that you're not the queen of it, because I see you being the queen of it, okay? Right? Because they're showing me she's a queen. She's a queen. And I'm like, okay. So, not a princess, a queen. And I'm like, okay. So then you have people that are under you, and you're very good at it. You're good at telling people how to do it, what to do it, and then it's good. okay? And and use that structure that you have, because that's what people that you're healing needs. They want you to tell them what to do, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
But make sure that you tell them this is free will and free choice, but take a left. Okay? I see you going good, honey. I'm seeing you going
thank
good.
Thank you.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's great. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, take that other girl back. Who I couldn't find a picture.
Yeah, Stacy, you couldn't find her? Do
Stacy.
You want to bring her back on?
Yeah, because if I don't have her picture.
Okay, so you'll just go without it. Okay, Stacy at 561, I'm about to bring you back on the line. Hello, Stacy. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Yes.
Hi. So what's your question? I couldn't find your picture. I don't know if you sent it again, but sorry. So what's your question, honey?
My question is my finances and career.
Okay, and what is it that you do now? I'm seeing schooling for you. Have you gone to school?
I want to go back and finish.
Yes, you need to finish your schooling, they're showing me. Okay?
Okay.
If you can make it, even if you're doing a part-time job and going to go to school, I'm seeing that also some of the schooling, you don't have to go there physically. You could do it on the computer. Okay? So
okay.
I'm seeing that it could probably be both, that you might have to do some physical, some on computer or whatever, that it will work out for you. Do not prolong this. And Susan will mark my word on this because I've done readings for Susan, and Susan will tell you, yep, she'll tell you.
Yeah,
so.
If you don't do it in the time window, she says, that can actually you'll just end up doing something else.
You'll do something else, and that's your free will and free choice. But – right now, the word schooling keeps on coming up in my mind, and that is what's going to make you happier. Okay, the year is going to you're going to be in the same spot in a year if you don't go to school, but if you go to school, you're going to be further up. I can see you living in a different place. I'm seeing that the schooling is going to bring you different people and different income, not just income for you. But I'm seeing you meeting people, even relationship-wise, that will help bring in money too.
Okay.
So you're going to have to be ready to you're going to be – they're showing me that you're going to be losing some friends, but that's okay. You're going to get some other friends that are going to respect and honor you. Okay? So
okay.
What I'm saying is there's going to be some people jealous of you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So don't listen to them. They just know that you're going to get better. It's kind of like I'm a heavy set person, so please nobody say, oh, that was mean for her to say. But if I'm hanging around with a lot of heavy friends and I lose a lot of weight, do you see what I'm saying? The friends will go bring you a pizza or a donut because they're jealous or they want to be skinny, or I do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's with the schooling. I'm seeing that you're just going to have new friends. I'm not saying you're better than them or they're better than you, but I'm just seeing new friends because you're getting into a different frequency. Your focus is going to be different. If you do not do this within this year, but they're giving me 6 months, then that opportunity is kind of going to go out the wall and out the world, and then the opportunity is not going to come to you until another 3 years. Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. One.
Okay, I could see that if you don't do the schooling, I'm seeing that you would get pregnant again, and that's why you couldn't go to the schooling. Okay,
no,
so pregnancy could come up to you. If you don't want another child, do something about it. Free will and free choice, okay?
Okay.
So there's another child. You will have another child. I see you having another child, but if you don't want it now, do something about it. That child will still come to you.
Okay. All right.
Sound good? So 6 months. What's 6 months from now? That's the summer. So if you can sign up, even if you just sign up for the fall courses or spring courses, that's perfect. Okay? They're saying not to wait until next year because then I could see you being pregnant or there will be a situation where you won't be able to go to school.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay. Next we have Kimberly, who is waiting at area code 256 and is also in the chat room. And she said that she sent a photo, so hopefully we'll see if we can find it. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Kimberly on the air here.
Boy, maybe Hello. This is trying to teach me that I'm not supposed to be doing photos. I just don't
know. Yeah, that's really interesting. Hello. Are you there, Kimberly?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Welcome.
Apparently did you put Kimberly? Find... Oh, wait. I might. Okay. And did she send a picture of her son?
Yeah, myself and my son. Yeah.
Okay. So what is your question, Kimberly?
My question is, I've been divorced for 14 years. My son is 16. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to get married and at least have another child. I'm a little bit more straight.
You're a little bit what, honey?
More mature. I'm 43.
Okay, yes.
I don't like to say old.
That's a good way of putting it. I'm still seeing that you're young, though, that you're very young. I don't know why. When would your son turn 18?
In 2 years.
Okay, so I'm seeing that it's going to happen within 2 years.
Oh.
Because they gave me 18. So if you think of it, do you know the person yet? I don't see that you know the person yet. So if you're with somebody, I don't see it's with that person.
Okay. I'm not with anyone right now.
Okay.
No, yeah.
I don't see I don't see that you know the person, and I'm seeing that the person is taller, has a not a real round face. I'm not going to say real narrow, but you know how some people have a real round face? I have a pretty good size head. So they're showing me it's not that. It's more it's more narrower, but not real pointy. Do you see what I'm saying? It's just a more narrower face. And I'm hearing kind of a deep voice. You know how some guys have that beautiful deep voice? And I'm seeing that he's taller. And when you first see him, he might look a little nerdy, but he's not. He's a very good-looking guy. You just kind of got him on an off day. Because I'm seeing that maybe he has his glasses on and he's, you know, got something, you know what I mean? And then it's like he cleans up really well. Okay? So, yes. And I just see him being tall. I'm seeing him being tall. Okay? I don't see if he's short and squatty or round, it's not the guy. I don't care if you're in love with him and he's got these big muscles, it's not the guy. I'm seeing the guy is taller. He is not overweight. He does not have a belly. He has a nice figure to him. And I'm just seeing he's taller, and he has a lower voice, and he has beautiful, you'll like his eyes, his smile, okay? And he is very close to his mom, but not too much of a mama's boy, where it's like when mom says jump, he'll jump. Not at all. He takes care of his mom. I could see that it was a single mom that raised him, and that's why he will honor you.
Okay.
He will honor you and respect you, something that you deserve. So now this is what they want you to do. With you praying for it, ask the angels and tell them that you allow this person to come into your life and that your son will allow him into your life too, because I see that your son is going to be very protective. Okay? That's my mother. What are you doing? Who are you doing? Who are you and what do you want? You know what I mean? So we need to get that aura out of the way. That's what is stopping a lot of it is your son, okay? So so that's what they're showing me, and I know that's true because it's like my son's very protective of me too. So and I get it. You don't make them a mama boy, but they turn into a mama boy. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. So you can talk to the spirit of your son and say, honey, it's mama's time now. It's mama's time, okay?
Okay.
So it's going to happen, honey. So that is the end is 2 years. I'm not saying it's going to be 2 years and then you're going to meet the guy. I'm seeing that you probably could meet him within a year and then be married and have a child. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is your free will and free choice when you meet this guy. I have done readings for people. I have a friend here, and if she's listening, she's going to know who I'm talking about. And I said that you could meet this guy with a black cowboy hat. She did. But then it's their choice to keep on with the relationship. okay? I would not be surprised if this guy is not in the military or he has some kind of uniform or he wears suit. Do you know what I mean? So I see him standing up tall and saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, okay? So that to me kind of shows military, so he might have some military behind him or he was brought up very well. Okay?
Okay.
And he's not the fluffy guys. Stop going with the fluffy guy.
The fluffy? You say fluffy?
that are sloughing off. You know what I mean? The guy that will just sit on the couch and drink a beer and just watch TV. This guy's not it. Like that. Okay?
Okay.
And stop doing everything for them in the beginning. Step back and make it a challenge for you. For them.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Take the mom thing out when you're dating. Does
okay.
that make sense? Because
yeah.
you're used to taking care of your son, and so you automatically get into the mother mode, oh, let me take care of you. No, honey, sit back and let them take care of you, and he's the right guy. Got what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's good news, honey. It's good news.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Hey,
have a good night.
Thank you so much for calling.
You too. Okay.
Just a little bit of okay. Just a little bit of quick feedback here as I get the next person on the line. Our mutual friend Nancy Newman, who has a new show of her own that I know she just got launched successfully.
Oh, that's
she just
right.
sent us some feedback saying the show is great so far. So thank you,
Nancy.
And wishing you well with your show because
yeah.
I know that. Yes, yes.
He does totally.
And also, And then from the chat, we've got a, wow, she is good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Of course,
you.
I responded that you're one of the best in the world, yes. And you are. So,
thank you,
okay.
thank you.
So just a little bit, just a little bit of boost. Not that you need it, because I know that we're all in service here, which is the wonderful thing, is that,
yes.
But you know, when the universe sends compliments, boy, it's sometimes when we're in service, we can accept them graciously and then give back, I feel. So I'm just,
right.
we're so blessed to have so many people surrounding us who are in such loving work. I mean, just the whole
yes.
community. Okay, looking at the numbers here. Our next one is area code 701. So if you're at area code 701, and I don't have a name on this one, I'm about to bring you on the air.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What is your first name? What's
My
your
first
name?
Is Laurel. Laurel.
Bull?
And did she
Laurel.
Send a picture?
Yes.
Laura, L-O-R-A?
L-A-U-R-E-L.
Oh, Laura. The
Laura okay.
that's going right now. That's me. I want her to do me. Okay. L-A-U-R-E-L?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me click on that. Okay. So, and your area code was 701, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting the right picture, honey, so that I don't see someone else's and then I give you the wrong information that I get. Okay, so what is your question, honey?
Well, I guess I want to know about true love. I want to find a wonderful man.
Okay.
Is that coming?
Yes, that is coming. You also need to work with your communication because I'm seeing spirit around you trying to communicate with you, okay? I'm also seeing, I don't know, is that, you need to come forward, honey. I'm talking to a spirit that has passed. Do you have a grandmother that's passed?
Yes.
Female that's passed?
Yes.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's trying to come through, but she's really stuck on you. I'm trying to get her to come over and talk to me. She's seeing your picture. Okay. She will send someone for you, okay? And she's going to send someone for you that is a little bit more round, not so, I always use the word square, where they're kind of pointy and kind of harsh and not bringing emotions. The person that I'm seeing around you is going to be a shorter guy. I'm not saying short, shorter. I'm not saying he's tall. I'm seeing he's around 5'9", 5'10". I'm seeing that he is a little bit stocky, not fat. He's stocky, okay? So he's shorter. He's stocky. He's got nice arms. He might have a little bit of a belly, but it's not, you know, a big, huge bear belly. Do you know what I'm saying? He's very, I'm seeing that he's very into the earth. So I'm not saying that he's a hunter, but he likes the outdoors. He's a very hard, hard worker. He might not show all his expressions, but he will constantly tell you how beautiful you are. He will love your eyes and your smile, okay? So practice on your smile a lot. He will see. He loves it when you have your burst of laughing, okay? I'm seeing that you have a lot of fairies around you, and that's what's going to be he's attracted to you, but you, even though water resonates with you, but I'm seeing a lot of fairies around you healing you, okay? I'm seeing that there's a lot of healing around you for your emotions lately, okay? That you are worthy of this love relationship. He is not going to treat you like the other people treated you, okay? I do see communication between you two, but he might be quiet. He's going to be quiet for the outside world. Does that make sense? So he can be very introverted, but when he's with you, you guys are going to have your own communication. You're going to have fun just sitting and watching TV or sitting and reading a book or just sitting and talking, okay? It's going to be one of those kind of relationships. I do not see it as a terminal relationship. I'm seeing it as a very calm relationship. So if you want a lot of spice and roll and up and down, this is not it. I don't see this guy. But that is not good for you anymore. This guy is good for you, okay? He's going to teach you to love yourself a lot more, okay?
Okay?
Listen to the spirits. They have been talking to you. They've been waking you up at night. They come to you at 11 at night, and they come to you at 3 in the morning, okay? So that could be 3 or 4 in the morning, all right? Okay, so listen to them. Ask them what is it that I need to know before you go to bed. And when you wake up, the first thing, dream, whatever, that is the answer, okay? You could meet this person through either a friend or, like, at a grocery store or something like that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And he's going to be wearing I'm just seeing that he's going to be wearing outdoor clothing. So it could be around this time. Where do you live?
North Dakota.
Okay, so there's the jacket. Because I'm like, okay, I'm seeing a jacket around him because it's got to be cold. I don't see California or the summer. Okay, so you could meet him soon.
Awesome.
Okay.
And
so you could meet him while you're wearing it's jacket time. Again, free will and free choice. So if friends say, let's go out. Go out, honey. If someone says, let's go to church, go to church. Do you know what I mean? You need to get out there.
So I haven't met him yet.
No, I don't see that you have. I'm not saying that you don't know who he is or that a friend knows, because like I said in the beginning, you could be connected to him through a friend. Like you might have seen him before or he might have, you know, hey, this was Tony over here. And you're like, oh, okay, hi. And then you just kind of looked away. I'm not saying that you haven't met him that way. But have you met him and dated him? No. Because you would be with him already then. Because that's how I'm seeing the relationship. It's like a boom, boom kind of thing. It's not one of these, is he going to call me? Is he interested? You're going to know he's interested. Okay?
Great.
All right. So
you said work with communication.
Right. So you need to work with insight.
Okay,
doing readings, doing spiritual, doing meditations, talking to your angels, start working on your communications, okay? You know you're good at it because they're showing me that you can look at a couple and go, they're not going to make it, and you're right. You just don't. So a good way to start out with that is say, oh, that light's going to turn green in 2 seconds. Boom, it does. Then you thank yourself, okay? Just keep on looking at coincidences. Looking, you know, people say there isn't coincidences, but looking for them. And once you start seeing coincidences, that always opens up the third eye. Anybody out there trying to open up communication, doing psychic work, doing medium work, you have to look at coincidences. Or when you're like, okay, God, I got a feeling that such and such a song is going to come on. Don't berate yourself. That's the time you need to go, hey, good job. Good job, Laurel. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? You need to thank yourself every time that you're right. I'm not saying go jump out in the street and go, woo-hoo, I got it right. But tell your spirit that you're right. Thank you. You did pretty good there. So, like, if I feel that I did a really good job tonight doing readings and I feel like I'm doing good, I tell myself, good job, Debbie. Hopefully you helped somebody with hope, you know?
Yeah.
You have to. It's not being ego. Ego is fear, worry, and doubt. You're not bringing. If you cut yourself down, then you're bringing ego in. Ego is always built on fear, worry, and doubt, and you don't have that, okay?
Yeah.
Stop worrying about what everybody else is thinking. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay?
You.
It's going to be good, honey. So when someone says go out, go out. Okay?
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have fun.
You
Bye.
Too. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So anybody else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any, we've got it. Yeah, we've got quite a few people.
Okay.
All right. Next, area code 917, I'm about to bring you on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call also. Did you get my pictures?
What
okay,
is your first
this?
Name?
Anna.
Anna.
I sent it twice. Yep.
Okay, I don't see. Boy, my thing is just. I hit receive on my thing here.
I sent it in the very, very beginning of the show.
Okay, so.
Before it even started.
Oh, wait a minute.
Powerful psyche, right?
Did you send two pictures?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a guy and then
yes.
you.
Okay, yes.
So what's the question?
Do you see us getting together?
Okay, so is he in some kind of arts? What does he do?
Yeah, he's in the arts. He's the film.
Okay, because I'm seeing arts around him. Do I see you guys get together? I could see you getting together, but I don't know if it would be a long-term relationship at this time. He's more concerned about his arts right now. He's not at the right time. Even if he was with somebody, it's not the right time for him, okay?
Uh-huh.
So pursuing him right now is not right for him. I'd say more towards the summer would be a better time. Just be patient, honey, because they're giving me 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. So I'm going to say February, March, April. Around April is more when you flip the hair and start doing more charm, okay? There's something going on with him with the arts, if whatever it is in film, if he wants to be an actor, doing directing or whatever. This is the time that he has to focus on that. They're saying he's focusing on his work. And I'm not going to be rude, but it's like you could stand there in front of him. He'd be like, excuse me, you need to get out of my way because I got to. And we don't want him to use you. Does that make
right.
sense? I'm trying to be polite here. We don't want him to use you right now. So we want him to go to you. He is a person that likes challenges, honey. He likes challenges. So you need to flip the hair and flirt with him and stuff like that, but make it a challenge. Don't give too easily, okay? He needs the challenge. Gets a lot of people attracted to him. He's a very good-looking man. He's charming. He knows the things to say and how to do it and blah, blah, blah. He's in the arts. They know how to do it. I know because my son's in the arts, too. He's an actor. So with that, give it until April and then kind of step up to the plate, okay? If you don't
see
hear
him?
From – go ahead.
Yeah. If I don't hear from him?
Then just wait a little bit and then reconnect with him. Give him time. This is not the right time to pursue him. I don't care if he is with, if he says he's with somebody, it's not the right time for him. Okay?
And does he like me, or is it
he's attracted to you. He's very attracted to you. Okay?
Okay.
He's one of these ones that are, I'm sorry, but that's the way he is. He's attracted to your looks. He's attracted to your style. And then that's why I'm saying don't pursue him too much and give too much, because he's the kind of person that likes to look for the treasure. Got it?
Okay.
He
mm-hmm.
likes to look for the treasure and say, look at the treasure I got. And she's not so easy. You have to work for this one. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? So then he'll honor and respect you more. Okay.
But do you see us, is it possible for us to have a relationship in the end?
Down the road, not right now. Down the road.
Okay.
This
no,
is,
I
I'm
don't,
sorry.
It's okay.
This is not one of those quick relationships. I'm sorry, but it's not, honey. It's not one of those quick relationships that I saw
but
for the other lady.
Do you see me getting over this heartache in a short while, or is it going to last, this breaking up? My heart is really broken right now, and I just don't want to
Well,
hurt,
what they're saying is you're focusing on it too much. You got to start doing some other things, and I'm seeing that you're very physical. I don't know if you work out or whatever, but
yeah.
I'm seeing working out and writing things out. Okay, focusing on that, focusing more on you. All right.
Okay.
Is your family from another country?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that someone that has passed, either grandmother from another country, to talk to them, that you guys have certain prayers or whatever, certain rituals, and do those.
Okay.
And that will help you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
Light those candles, because I'm seeing candles being lit.
Yeah, do you think he's worth it, or is he not?
He is worth it, honey. This is just not the time, believe me.
Okay.
It's not that he's a bad guy. It's just not the time. He's too focused on his film.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
He's too focused on his film. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, hopefully he'll make it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he will make it. It's just that's why he needs to focus on it. Okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a great
day.
Thank
you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling. And
okay.
All right. Well, we've got a very full queue. I know that we're still working our way through a number of numbers here. And if you're in the chat room asking, just if you want to know where you're at in the queue and you're in the chat, please just give me your area code in the chat and I will let you know. So, okay, our next call is a Skype call, it looks like. So this one will be a little bit trickier to bring on, but well, not tricky. We just can't really identify it. So I'm going to bring a Skype call on the air and see. This would be showing up as 111.
Okay, so will they have sent me a photo?
Yeah, they may be in the chat room. So let's just see who's at this number.
Hi,
hello,
I do not know why I'm coming up. Hi, I'm actually 480.
You're doing
hello?
What? How did you call us?
This is my regular number. It should be air.
Oh, really?
Hello? It should
be
regular.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the air, and it just didn't show your number. Maybe it's blocked in some way. Well, welcome. What is your regular area code and your first name so that Debbie can find? Did you send Debbie a picture?
Yes, I'm the SS, and it's area code 480, and Shruti. So I believe she has seen it. She mentioned it.
SS.
And I sent it before,
And your area code is 480, right?
Correct, yep.
Correct. Okay, so let me click on your picture here. I've got your picture. Let me switch it over here because it's sideways. Okay, beautiful picture, beautiful outfit. Okay, so what is your question?
What are you seeing for 2014 in terms of career, work, spirituality?
Okay,
and I'm also looking for a
new
home. So.
Okay, so I could see in spirituality that you doing cards, healing, okay? I'm seeing that you'll be using a tool. So either with cards, pendulum, that kind of thing, I'm seeing a tool will help you better. So if it's not a tool that you feel that you resonate with, like cards or a pendulum, then you need to bring crystals and rocks in. Okay? So I'm seeing, because I'm seeing you're an earth person. I'm seeing the earth resonates with you very, very well. That, because right now
I mean,
go ahead.
Sorry, the pendulum doesn't work for me. I've tried it multiple times, but I'll try something else. You said try crystals,
Try crystals, or even just having a crystal on you. Like right now, my between my chest, I'll just put it say it that way, I have a kyanite because I do communications. For you, like a stone, like labradorite, it's like a labrador, like a dog, and then you're right, R-I-T-E, labradorite, which has blue and green in it, will resonate with you. Go to a crystal store. Pick up a labradorite. Pick up a moldavite. Pick up these stones and feel them. Put them by your heart. Put them in your hand. Put your hand by your heart and then take a deep breath and see if it resonates. See if it gives you tingles. See if it da-da-da-da. So then that way you don't have to work so hard. You're blocking some of this subconsciously, honey. That's why the pendulum is not working with you. Okay? I don't use a pendulum either, but if I take a dowsing rod, they flip yes, no, da-da-da-da. So maybe even trying dowsing rods, trying something that works for you, okay? I do think it's a security thing for you, okay? You like to have things secure. So working on your first chakra, saying that it's okay for me to do this, money is going to come to me through this, everything, I am safe to go forward, I am safe to do readings, I'm safe to do healings, okay? So work on your first chakra. That's the one that I'm seeing that is being blocked. And then just even saying to yourself all the time, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. Do I see that you can do this? Yes, it's your free will and free choice. I can't tell people what to do. But do I see that it's going to start opening? Yes, this is the year of opening for you. I'm seeing it more towards the end of the year, though. I'm seeing more August, September. They're bringing that up. Join a group of like-minded people. Not saying that you have to do readings. Don't do readings all the time for free. You'll always have to get paid, even if it's a dime. It's the way the universe works, because then you're saying, I am worth it, okay? I am worth it, I am worth it, I am worth it. When I do my classes and I teach intuition, healings, or whatever, my classes, I always say, even if it's a dollar, you have to ask for it, because then you're telling the universe, I'm in my power of doing this. That is one of your, you were born with it. When people say, yes, I believe that everybody has insight, but you can be, you know, everybody can play the piano, but you can't play it like the ultimate people that were born with it. Do you see what I'm saying? So you were born with your abilities, you just haven't been bringing them out. Okay? I don't see that you have
to. You already think so.
Right. It's a security thing. I don't see that you have to do meditation. I don't see that you have to sit there and be in a lotus position to bring it in. I'm sorry, but I don't believe in that. I believe that you can meditate doing the dishes, talking to the angels. The word that you need is that you are safe to go forward. Okay? They keep on showing me the word that you're safe. Take that fear, worry, and doubt, and it's going to start coming to you. I'm seeing other people around you that are in the same modality that will help you out with this. I'm seeing it opening up for you August, September, really opening up for you. I'm not saying it's not going to open now, but I see it growing to the more knowing August, September, okay? And try to find a group with that. It's going to work good, honey. You're good at it. You were born with it. All right?
Anything about career or the move?
Well, I usually just do one question, so I've got so many other people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Who else do we have here?
All right. Next, we have, I believe this is a chat room participant. At area code, well, she's also on the line, 563. I'm losing track of which chat room participant this is. I know I just talked to her at some point. April. April, I believe.
April.
Yeah, and Biz, sorry, I got confused. I'm almost to you, too, because I've got chat room people asking me. So April actually is next. So I'm going to go ahead, and that's at area code 563. So here we go. Hello, April. You're on the line at area code 563.
Hello.
Hi, April.
Welcome.
Did you send a picture? Because I have an April here, but
yes,
I don't have a picture.
I sent it twice because I sent one earlier. And
oh, wait a minute. April, Dave, is your last name start with a D?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have another April, and she didn't send me a picture. Okay. Okay, another beautiful lady with a purple shirt that you sent me, right? Okay.
Yes.
So what is your one question, honey?
Do you see marriage?
Do I see marriage for you? Yes.
Yes.
I see, boom, right away. I see a lot of guys snorting around you. But, okay, I'm trying to see. So how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6"?
Yes.
I'm getting you kind of going in and out. Okay, so I'm seeing that the guy is going to be about 5'11", not real, real tall, okay? He's going to be, do I see him, God, it's like I've seen all these other guys coming to you. It's like you don't have a problem attracting to them. You're just not attracting the right ones.
Right.
Because I'm seeing a lot of guys snorting around you, honey, because they're so beautiful, and you got a beautiful aura around you. The problems of it being so beautiful. Let's see. I'm seeing this guy about, well, he might be taller than that. Okay. He's a very attractive guy. I'm seeing, so they're showing me glasses on him, so that means that he's intellectual. Okay? He's not, you know, he's not one, his wording is very intellectual. He's not going to go, hey, baby, what are you up to today? You know what I mean? He's not one of those kind
yes.
of guys. You know what I'm talking about? He's very intellectual. I'm seeing if he's not in the medical field, he's like business, okay? He's that.
Okay.
He's upper class, more of an upper class, okay? You need to hang around. If you're going to go to bars or go to places, you need to hang around in more upper class places,
okay?
You got to stop hanging around with these other guys. They're not it for you, honey. They're not it for you. I'm seeing that this person is going to come to you. He has nice things. He will get you a nice home, a nice car, family. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
These other guys that are snorting around you, they want you to take care of them, and they are not intellectual. Get rid of them.
Okay.
You're like, I'm trying to. You need to start hanging around in different places. Even if you're going to a grocery store, go to a grocery store, and that is in a higher class place. Okay? You need to go into the higher class place than what you're going at. I get it that your friends want you to hang around at certain places, and I'm not saying that you're better than they are, you know, vice versa. That's not what I'm saying. Hey, bring some girlfriends with, and they can meet somebody that's more in the upper class. Do you see what I'm saying? You just need more intellectual men than the ones that you have been meeting, honey. They're very boring to you. And so you are smarter than that you portray. So please bring the smartness out, okay? Stop dimming your light to fit in, okay? I'd rather you not be with somebody than dimming your light. Stop dimming your light. I'm supposed to smack your hand. Okay?
Okay.
You deserve better than that. You deserve better than that. I'm seeing he's a taller guy. I could see him probably wearing glasses, and he's, like I said, either business or doctor or something like that. So with that, I'm going to tell you he might be gone a lot, so you're going to have to get used to that. So you might get a lot of nice things, but he might be gone a lot for business. Will he be true to you? Yes. Okay, so stop worrying about that, too.
Okay.
All right? Because he doesn't want that kind of girl. All right?
Okay.
And I'm seeing it happening, honey. I don't see you having a problem meeting the guy.
Thank you.
All right, so, okay, have a great day.
Okay.
You Thank too. You for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our next one, we're going to move through here because we're in our last 15 minutes, and I know we're trying
okay.
to get as many as we can, and I know people have been waiting so patiently.
Yeah,
so
try to get the ones that ask first.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the best I can here. Okay, here's area code 201. I believe this person is Biz in the chat room, so bringing you on the air now.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Brittany. I sent a picture. It was Brittany in 201.
I don't see a picture with Brittany on it.
It was Biswell that you know.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, Brittany. And 201 is your area code, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me switch the picture around. Okay, so what is the question?
I just wanted to know if things are finally going to start, I guess, getting going in my life. It's been kind of like a slow 2 years as far as my career goes.
So you're wondering what is coming into your life, just things coming to your life? Or
sure.
Have you moved lately?
No. Right now I'm at home.
You're at home?
Well, right now I
Because I'm seeing movement for you.
Thank God.
Okay. I'm seeing movement for you because they're showing me boxes and you moving.
Yeah.
All right? So that's going to be coming up this year for you. I'm seeing a lot more joy coming from you. I'm seeing a lot of things that are going to be going away from you, people, situations, things. This last 2 years was kind of like the crumbling of the walls coming down, and you're
mm-hmm.
at the springtime now. Stop digging up the seed, okay? It's starting to sprout. The flower will come out, okay? Things will start
mm-hmm.
being getting together for you. Again, another person. Boy, this is a lot of people. Summertime and... but I'm seeing July, August, things start really rolling for you, okay? Another person that needs patience. So just be patient. It's coming. It's coming. Your prayers have been are getting answered. It's not going as fast as you want it to. I get it. I'm the same way. Patience isn't my greatest virtue either. But it's coming. It's the universe is just building you up for the move, for the different people coming into your life, situations. Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of changes in all areas of your life. Okay?
That'd be great.
Okay?
That's
so be positive. You're doing the right thing, honey. You're doing the right thing. Okay? Ask the angels to help you. You're one of the people. Just even if you ask them every night, say, please bring the angels to help me with work. Help me with the money. Help me. Okay? And see, otherwise... If you notice, I don't always bring the angels to everybody, so obviously they know that they're hearing your prayers. They're getting answered. I get it that it's not today, tomorrow, but they are getting answered,
you.
Okay?
Awesome.
They're also hearing your prayers, okay? It's going
Great.
Good, honey, okay? And if you feel like you're going down a little bit, go outside, walk, and talk to the angels, okay?
Yeah, today was one of those days, so thank you for that.
Okay. So they're hearing you. Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, you're
they're hearing
totally right.
They're hearing your prayers, and they are being answered. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Have a great night, honey.
You too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. So we're gonna go ahead and get
computer.
Oh.
My computer is wigging out on me.
Is it frozen? Okay, well, let's see.
Okay, then. All right.
All right, next we have...
Okay.
Looks like we lost a call. Okay, the next one I had to come on is gone. So take care of that one. And then, all right, area code 609.
609.
I think this is someone in the chat starting with... I think it's iron in the chat. Okay, so area code 609, about to bring you on the air.
Okay.
Hi, yes.
And your first name?
My name is Anna also. You had an Anna before me.
And you sent a picture?
Yeah, I'm the blonde with, I sent a picture of somebody else also.
Okay. I hope I didn't erase it thinking it was the other person. Oh, wait a minute, Anna. Does your last name start with a K? No, that was the other person. I didn't erase that person. You know what? I can't. Oh, wait. No. Okay, just ask me what your question is. I'm not going to waste my time because we got 10 minutes left.
Okay.
So what's your question, honey?
Well, I sent a picture of myself and somebody else, and I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Okay. What's the other person's just first name, or you can't say?
Yeah, it's Andrew.
Okay. Oh, see, with those kind of questions, I really like to see the other person's picture.
Do you want me to send it in?
Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time. Yeah, see, that one I'm going to need pictures, and let me see if I can hit my receive and see if I'm...
Let me just see if I could send it, because I just looked, and
it
didn't come back, so let me just see if I could resend it again.
All right, because it's from powerfulpsyche@blackfoot.net.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
How about if you send it, and we'll put you on hold. I'll answer another question, and then we'll get right back to you. Okay?
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Anna.
I will do that. All righty. Next we have Precious at area code 631. Yes, right after. You're right. Precious, you called in right after that one. Here we go. About to bring you on the air.
So, Precious, I don't see her picture either.
Yes, hello, hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Could you send a picture?
My name is Suzanne, and I wanted to see when you see for love, life, or marriage, and if you ever see my son coming back to live with me.
Okay. Which question do you want answered? Because I just give one question so I can go through all these people.
Yes, love life.
Okay. And your name is Suzanne. Did you put Suzanne on your thing?
Yes, Suzanne. I don't have a sister.
Okay. All right. So love life, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, marriage or companions.
Okay. I'm seeing a person that is going to be older than you, or around your age, okay? I don't see anybody younger. I'm seeing more shorter and stockier, more of a rounder, round face, round, more of a, not fat, I'm not saying that, more stockier, rounder body, okay? I'm seeing that you would meet this person in a group setting. So either in a group, a church, something, or like a luncheon or something where it's a group of people, okay? I think someone in your family, or it could be a friend that you would consider like a family, knows this person. I'm seeing a religion or prayer around this man. I see a lot of prayer around him. So he does a lot of prayer, goes to church, or, you know, does a lot of believing. So I don't see a partier. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of prayer, a lot of working with other people. And I see that you would meet this person more in the winter and springtime. I don't see that you would meet them during the summer. So if you don't meet them
this spring?
This spring, by this spring. If you didn't meet them by this spring, then I would see that you would meet them again by fall. I don't know if you go to church or... something. I just keep on seeing prayer around him a lot, okay? So it could be like a Bible study. The person is really into prayer.
So it could be this winter or this spring?
Yep, it could be this winter, this spring. And if you have a family member or a friend that you feel that is like a sister or really close to you and says, you know, I got this person I want you to meet, or this is so-and-so, I could see you meeting in that way. Okay? because I see him standing behind somebody that you know.
So he's short and stocky?
Well, he's not real short. He's not, you know, 5'7 or something. He's, you know, probably about 5'10, and he's more stockier built. I don't see slender or tall. They're showing me more like how my husband is. He's shorter and he's stocky. I'm not saying overweight. I'm just saying he's just a stockier built.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that he is very, very true to you. I'm seeing that you're in front of him. You're going to be the more outgoing one. He's going to be more the quieter one. I'm seeing that he listens very well. I don't see him having to watch TV a lot. I mean, I'm seeing him being very content, a very content person. He's going to be very, very good for you. He's going to be a very good foundation for you, okay? He's not going to want to argue with you. He's not going to want to argue with you. So if you're like, I want to argue with you with this, he's going to go, I'm not arguing with you. He's got that kind of personality. He'll walk away. Okay? So I don't see him having a temper. I don't see him being so overly outgoing. Okay? But a very, very nice, gentle man. All right?
Well, that's good.
So that's a good thing. I see it being very good for you. Okay?
All right.
All right.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to have to move. Thank you so much. We're going to have to move quickly. A quick question from Jules in the chat. Do you see meeting, I assume it's a him since it's a Jules, although we can't always tell, meeting his or her twin flame?
Okay, well, a twin flame could be your child. It could be your grandmother. It could be a coworker. So are they thinking of as relationship-wise? Yes. I mean, twin flames can be anything. You know what I mean? It can be any form. When people say soulmate or twin flame, I believe that my son is a twin flame for me because I know that we're going to be doing things for the world, okay? So I was supposed to meet him. But then I also see for my daughter that her grandmother is her twin flame, and it's like her grandmother is more her mother than I am. Not saying I wasn't a good mother, but they just have that connection, okay? So do I see them meeting their twin flame? Yes. Are they saying for partner-wise? I'm seeing it's going to be a little while for the partner.
Okay, and that's what they're asking about, a relationship or a love match.
Okay, I don't see the love match for a while. Sorry. They have to focus. I see them focusing that they have to focus more on their money, so that either work stability da 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 da. They got to work more on their money. Okay, so who's someone else?
All right, didn't we have someone that you said you were going to check for the picture? I think was that?
Oh yeah, that you were holding on to, and I didn't get it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
so I don't know if she wants to ask me the question, and then I just try to do it.
Okay, we're going to have to find the person again because I'm not sure. I should have written it down when we were doing. I was kind of double. Do you remember the first name of that person?
I think it was Anne again.
Okay.
Because she said I'm another
609.
Anne.
Okay. Just for those of you listening, we're not going to go much over tonight, but the live show is about to go down in about 90 seconds. So I just wanted to remind everyone listening to the live show, first of all, we're not going to go far over, but just for the few minutes that we do, if you want to keep listening, you have to call right now, 310-807-5104, and then you can listen on the teleconference line or listen in the podcast. I want to remind everyone that the website for Debbie is powerfulpsyche.com, powerfulpsyche.com.
Or just Google Psychic Debbie Griggs.
Yes, and also to learn all about this show, frontierbeyondfear.com, and you'll be able to see Debbie's show highlighted up there. And just a note for the live audience, the next live show for the Frontier Beyond Fear is Wednesday, January 15th at 12 noon Pacific. And I've got Dr. Robert Foreman, who's one of the top experts in mysticism in the world. He is a comparative religions professor, and he will be on the show talking about soulful connections next Wednesday. So thanks, live audience. Now we're just going to wrap up the podcast here and see if we can find this caller real quick, since I know that we wanted to wrap up with that person, which I believe was area code 609. Okay. Let's see. Anna, are you at area code 609?
I am. It's me.
And okay, are you the one that we were waiting on?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
I said it to .net. You have on your website .net. Is it .net or .com?
.net.
Oh,
okay.
You know what? I think we have the wrong thing up then on the – it's .net.
That's probably what's been going on. That's why I haven't – yeah. It's
okay.
.net.
Well, no, the email is .net, right?
Correct.
Yeah, we have .net. We have .net.
Okay, the website is .com.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, Anna,
yeah,
what is your question, honey?
I sent them in. You didn't get anything from Iron Maiden?
No,
Maiden,
I
huh?
didn't get them.
Shoot.
Okay, so
well,
if you send them and I get them, then I will, because of you were on the show, I will write back to you and tell you the one question, because you just want to know if you're going to connect with him, okay? So if they start coming in, you got to figure I'm in Montana. It's Pony Express over here. I'm sorry for everybody that, you know, try to send the pictures, but believe me, it's Pony Express. We're 50 years behind here. And like I said, we've got a storm going. It's been really, really windy. Thank goodness my lights are still on and heat is still on. So that also has been what the problem is. Anna, what does your last name start with?
M.
M, okay. So if it comes in, then if it's Anna M and two pictures, then I will answer it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry for that, but when it comes to relationships, I need to see the two pictures, because what I do is I've seen your aura and I see his aura, which people call energy, I call frequency, and see if you guys connect, okay?
Okay.
And I'm really
Should
good
I
at that, I can tell.
Oh, great. Should I send it maybe to the .com one also?
Yeah, but it is blackfoot.net. But if you even Google Psychic Debbie Griggs, you'll see my website, and it will have my email address on there just to make sure that it's sent to the right place. Okay?
Okay. All right. I'll do that then.
Okay. My website is really, really old, people, so please ignore it. I'm trying to get a new one up. I also have videos on YouTube. You can see me doing lectures at the Portland show, people commenting how my work works and stuff, too. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, so, Anna, just bear with me. If it doesn't come through, you know, just send – you already sent it, right, to the Powerful
yes.
Psyche
at
blackfoot.net?
I actually sent it twice.
So if I see it twice, then – okay. I will definitely answer it.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, well, I think that wraps up what we can do tonight. And it is correct. We've got everything right on the page. So it's your website is .com, powerfulpsyche.com, and your email was it a .net. So we're okay. We don't know why the pictures didn't all come through, but and they didn't go through to the show page either, but you know what? It's whatever spirit intended, I guess, because you did a wonderful job.
I guess they're trying to teach me that I don't need the photos.
That's right. It's you did a wonderful job without the pictures. So I just want to thank I know we still have some audience listening and on the phones. I know that there have been some very, very patient people there tonight. And we just had an incredibly long queue, even before I logged in as the host. I think that's the longest queue I've ever seen. And so it's true.
I always break your record,
we'll know how many. Yeah, I think we broke the record again tonight. And I just want to thank everyone.
Yes, I want to thank everybody. And if you think I'm doing good, talk to Coast to Coast. I want to get on Coast to Coast. Get on the George Norrie show. So
yes,
You know?
I'd love to see you on there. And, yes, everyone, write into Coast to Coast. Just send them an email and tell them you'd like to see Debbie on there because I think she would do – you would just do wonderfully well on there. And,
right.
Heck, you've even met George Norrie.
George
so.
Norrie, yeah.
you're
yep.
ready to go. So
I'm ready to go. Yes, I've had a lot of very spiritual people coming up to me and saying that it's my time. And like I've told the other people, I'm having my patience.
Yes.
I want to help as many people as I can. So, yes.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful.
So, Susan, thank you again. I always have so much fun doing this. My energy always gets really high up. My vibration gets higher and higher every time I do this, and I meet a lot of wonderful people. Again, I am sorry for all the people I couldn't do readings for, but I feel the ones that needed it would hear it. So I always ask the angels and the spirits to bring the people that need to hear some spiritual truth or give them hope, and I think a couple of the people that did call in did need to hear it, so that's a good thing. So
yes.
Thank you again,
yeah.
Susan, for allowing me to do this. I truly, truly appreciate it. I thank you so much for this opportunity and all the other opportunities. The world's in a better place because of you. Thank you for your radio show. It is awesome. Everybody, tell everybody about Susan's radio show. It's fantastic. Okay?
Well,
I will see you at the LAX Expo so I can
yes.
give you a big hug.
Oh, I can't wait. And thank you so much, Debbie. It's always a joy to have you on the show. So,
I appreciate
it. We have
it.
A wonderful time, and
yes.
I really appreciate you being here and how you are in such a space of loving service to the universe, really. I mean,
yes.
just, you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing all the wonderful things that are going to be happening for you because, you know, I just have a feeling we're going to see you on Coast to Coast and other places. And we'll
yes,
say, boy,
I'm
we hoping. Knew Debbie before she was a regular guest, you know, on Coast to Coast or
yeah.
all the other places you'll go. So,
thank you.
And
thank
you have
you.
A wonderful night. And I hope it doesn't get too stormy. It's actually very windy out here, too. So,
yeah,
but this has
so.
Been a peaceful, calm place in the midst of the storm. So thank you
yes,
for helping
it has
to create
been.
That. Yes. So,
okay, well, have a
so
great night, and I will
you
see
too.
You in February.
Yes,
okay.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, just a couple reminders before I go off the air on the podcast. That is right. Debbie and I will be appearing at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and that expo is coming up February 7th through 9th. And it's a three-day event. We both have booths there. And actually, there are a number of guests to the show who are going to be at the expo. I can think of some more. Danion Brinkley is a featured speaker. He's been on our show here. Alfonso DeRose, who's been on the show a couple times, he's a speaker at the expo and has a booth as well. And I'm probably leaving, oh, of course, Sonia Grace. She was just on doing the Winter Solstice show. In fact, she's often on Coast to Coast and was just on Gaiam TV. She's also going to be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and I'm working on getting at least one other guest who's going to be at the expo, and I'll announce that if I'm able to do that. And then I'll be broadcasting from the expo as well on Friday night, February 7th. At 7 p.m. Pacific, I'm going to do my annual broadcast from the Expo Hall, and the energy is always really high, and that's an extremely fun show to do where I just talk to the people around me at my booth at the Expo. And as the Expo nears, I'll let you know a little bit more about it and make sure I have a more of a list of all the other guests if there's anyone I'm not thinking of who's going to be there who has been on the show. So, again, to learn about this program, just go to frontierbeyondfear.com. All the archived programs are there, including past shows with Debbie, and this show will be in the archive very soon. And all the future shows, if you go to the calendar, you can get kind of a sneak preview of who is coming up. I believe our next live reading show is coming up at the end of this month. We're going to have Rob Ragazine, who is a numerologist. He's been on the show before. Wonderful energy. I've actually been on his show, too, and he's going to come on and be doing live readings. I believe that show is in a few weeks. Let me look. I think it's February 1st, actually. Saturday, February 1st, 7 p.m. will be our next live reading show. So that's in 3 weeks from today. And in between now and then, I continue to do shows during the week. The next live show, once again, Wednesday, January 15th, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Robert Foreman, who is a top comparative religions professor and also the founder of the Forge Institute and the creator of the new Soul Jazz program, which several spiritual way showers have created together, which helps people with more soulful connections and how to connect more meaningfully to others. So he's going to be talking about that this coming Wednesday. So, all right, enough said, I think. I think since it's a Saturday night, I'm going to go ahead and play a song by Larry Sire, Nothing Impossible. He is the theme writer for The Frontier Beyond Fear, and he's been on the show. He is a Grammy Award winner, and I'm just so delighted to have his music available. So I'm going to play a song and sign off for tonight, wishing you peace and wonderful things in your life. If you're hearing this live at night, I hope you have a wonderful evening, or whenever this show captures your attention. I hope there is a great deal of peace, abundance, and the things that you're wishing for coming up on your path. Take care, everyone.
Self-discipline.
Open communication.
Family unity.
Time travel.
Clear vision.
Speed of light.
World at peace.
Nothing impossible. Nothing improbable.
Moving pictures.
Human genome.
Man in space.
Atomic particles.
We can't be alone.
We are not alone.
Thank you.